Welcome to Inside Convergence, a series of podcasts that take a deep dive into their products and services and how they benefit public accounting firms. I'm your host, Liz Smith, and in each episode, I will bring you insights, thought-provoking case studies, and practical tools to understand the benefit of being a convergence audit client. So, buckle up, get curious, and let's unravel how this company combines subject matter expertise, big data, and AI to deliver business intelligence to partners at public accounting firms that work with advisors in the asset management industry. Today's segment focuses on improving your compliance with audit quality standards by keeping you up to date on existing and new business risks in your audit clients. We are talking specifically about the work you do to comply with AICPA statement on audit quality standard number 8 and the new PCAOB rule called QC1000, which requires you to consider the impact of these changes on your annual audit. This work is often done manually, resides in spreadsheets, is performed inconsistently across your firm, cannot be leveraged to create business intelligence, and costs you more than it should. The convergent solution is called Audit Quality Support, or AQS for short. AQS provides audit partners with data-driven business intelligence on changes it detects in the business profile of your audit clients throughout the year. Partners can use these changes to talk with their clients and adjust upcoming audit plans. It was designed by the company's subject matter experts with input from audit partners and those responsible for firm-wide audit standards. The AQS platform is independent, and its data is coverage broad, deep, and up-to-date, and its business intelligence is insightful and cost-effective. Your firm can use the platform to adopt firm-wide standards and procedures so that all partners are consistently notified and can access the changes that may need to be evaluated in upcoming audits. I suspect that many of you believe that you have these updates well in hand. Well, let me share a few more reasons to consider AQS and provide you an example of it in action. Convergence is a data and business intelligence expert. Each day it collects, curates, and structures unstructured data from dozens of sources to update business profiles on 55,000 global investment advisors. These profiles are organized into 36 subjects containing 6,500 fields of data. The depth and breadth of their data coverage and updates truly represents the voice of the market. Their models are trained to look for business intelligence in these changes each day that can help you improve audit quality. And you are a professional services firm dedicated to delivering great products and services to your clients and are less likely to have the desire, budget, and capabilities to become a data and BI expert. Any objective side-by-side comparison of Convergence's capabilities, data coverage, business intelligence, and service delivery model to what you have internally or get from others should clearly reveal their advantages. And now for that example of AQS in action. An audit partner was alerted by AQS that the advisor to its fund audit client named a non-registered sub-advisor to the fund. The audit partner called the CFO and discussed the impact that the sub-advisor's work would have on the fund audit and to learn more about the sub-advisor, its capabilities, and relationship with the advisor. The CFO indicated that the sub-advisor was friends with its CEO and that the sub-advisor was a specialist in complex credit derivatives who would recommend trades for the fund. He further stated that the GP and advisor had full discretion to accept or reject the trades, and that the LPA governing the fund did not require prior investor consent to add sub-advisors. The GP agreed to pay the sub-advisor a management fee and an allocation of any carried interest on unrealized and realized profits on the accepted positions. The CFO stated that the sub-advisor was required to send its valuations and supporting models on accepted positions to the portfolio manager. The AQS business intelligence alerted the audit partner that the sub-advisor had once been a SEC-registered investment advisor and had been subject to an enforcement action involving front-running and trade allocation violations. The sub-advisor deregistered its business a few years later. As a result of this AQS data and business intelligence, the partner and the CFO agreed that additional audit testing of the sub-advisors' valuation models and inputs was needed to ensure that the quality of the upcoming audit considered these facts, which increased the audit fee and met the new audit standards. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope I did a good job explaining how AQS can help auditors meet the AICPA statement on audit quality standard number 8 and the new PCAOB QC 1000 standards. To learn more, contact George Gaynor, Head of Accounting Services at Convergence. George is a CPA and understands the business intelligence you need. He can be reached at 856-287-1681. Or email him at ggainer@convergenceinc.com. And last, never forget that your business intelligence is only as good as the depth, breadth, and accuracy of the data that powers it.